I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Yeah. Alice 97.3.
All morning.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-bow. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Uncle Credit Union. If your summer plans are adding up, an Uncle Credit Union personal loan can help with rates as low as 9.99% APR. Learn more at unclecu.org. Call or text us 800-400-3697 and email us anytime at sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. I'm going to start with how, you know what? I think we actually said this when we saw the video that apparently went viral 10 years ago. Tom Holland and Zendaya first met in 2016. They were filming Spider-Man Homecoming and weren't confirmed to be dating for another 5 years. 2021. But apparently, she fell for him in 2017 when the two of them were going head to head in the lip sync battle.
He crushes it. He absolutely does the job.
I fell in love with him then too.
He loses, he has no breaks whatsoever. He does all the stuff.
It's we've got the video up right now.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, he's really, really great. And look at her.
That is her falling in love.
Mouth agape.
She's on the side of the stage.
He is wearing, I don't know what you call that.
I don't know, weird bustier, kind of like maybe French made with short shorts, backless number.
But his dance, he did the dance. He gets it. Like the whole dance with the dancers.
The line here is, she fell for him in 2017. After she saw him cross-dress, and they specifically referenced...
She's on the ground. Right there, she fell on the ground.
Remember when they competed against each other on the show Lip Sync Battle? Tom went viral for his amazing drag performance of Rihanna's Umbrella, complete with a wig and fishnets, and that is what sealed the deal. A source said, it's not just sexy, but it shows how amazingly talented he is. It takes a lot of confidence for a straight guy to pull off drag.
Right.
You can see the shock on her face and then the admiration. I'm sure it's something they'll show their kids one day. To have to know the exact moment that you fell in love with someone. I think we were saying that. Like, how do you watch that and not be like, okay, I'm in love with that guy. He's everything.
Well, he seems like a nice boy. Yes, but I don't know that I
fell in love.
You're in love.
Well, I don't know. I still can hardly pick him out of a lineup, but yes, I'm in love.
I'm glad, though, that this was, you know, like, there's the moment. Great. And she's definitely, she fell on the floor.
Yeah. She's laughing as hard as anybody else. Boy, look at them all breathe.
Yeah, he's, you know, gasping for air and soaking wet in a wig and...
And he knows he crushed it. He very confidently approaches the front of the stage and gives
arms
a flourished
out.
Bow.
Yep.
Is that what it is? Is it confidence that she fell for, that he is comfortable enough in himself to do something socially strange? Or is it actually the cross-dressing?
Because that was hot, too.
Because I like it.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's the sexiest thing about, like, Harry Styles is,
right.
You know, lace collar. He's got his grandma's sweater on and his string of pearls.
Like, I love all his queer baiting.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Agreed.
That's called queer baiting?
Well, Oh, I think I just opened a can of worms.
I didn't mean for that. I just was curious. Sometimes I need to hear things that I don't know.
He is accused of, Harry Styles is often accused of queer baiting because he will cross dress. He will imply that he's gay, but he's never actually been, he's only been spotted with hot straight women.
So is it, he's seen as a tease or as an ally?
It's seen as that he uses the gay community to sell himself. Without
so it's
supporting
a negative.
It's almost like
it,
a
queer
cultural
is
appropriation.
Is a negative term.
Okay,
yes.
I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yes. I don't personally think he does that because I don't think you owe anyone an explanation of your sexuality. But
I agree with that. And a string of pearls and grandma's lace necklace, I'm in. Or whatever it is. I feel like it was his confidence. It was that he knew what he was doing was going to be. He knows that he's talented. Like, apparently, I think I didn't even know that he was like a Broadway guy, like the singer dancer type. I didn't even know that until we saw this video. Like, to me, he's just the dumb kid they picked to play Spider-Man. I was like, that guy. Okay.
Dumb kid.
Barely seen. He looks so generic.
Dumb kid.
But it's an absolutely just raucous performance. Like, I know we posted that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, or the Radio Alice Facebook page, but you know, repin it at the top. That is so worth a minute of your time. It's crazy great. Anyway, that was the moment they fell in love.
Did she say this, or where are we getting this from?
Oh, just some damn source probably. Oh. Hold on, let me see if I can find him. A source says that's what sealed the deal, watching him do that drag performance.
So they might have already been dating.
Maybe,
but
yeah.
This performance was the one that
was
made
supposedly
her,
the thing that made her go, oh, that's the guy for me.
I'm all in.
And they secretly married some time ago. We don't really know too much about that. He did confirm that, like, on some talk show or other. Probably a podcast. Who knows? Speaking of marriages, and we all know the big wedding that's coming up, and I'm sorry to say, it's not our Bob's. Sorry, Bob.
Well, can't yours, they both be big weddings that are coming up?
Well, yours will be coming up once Taylor's is over.
Oh, that's yes. Right. My yeah. Season hasn't started yet.
Right, exactly. We're still over 3 months from your wedding, aren't we?
84 days,
I think.
Oh,
we're in the
Whoa,
window.
Like that. All right. Well, the rumors are Taylor's soon, but what if she's not soon? These are rumors.
Mm.
Do we know for sure the date is July 3rd?
With Taylor... We know nothing for sure,
okay.
As far as I'm concerned. I heard that it was absolutely going to be in Rhode Island, but then all of a sudden everyone knew. And she went, no, I'm going to do something else. And I'm going to keep it under tighter wraps. Blake Lively might be at Taylor's wedding after all. Just so we understand, the most important issue right now is not the price of groceries or how much it costs to fill your tank with gas. It's who's going to Taylor's wedding. And on that front, I have some news. It's a couple different people. But first, we're going to start with Blake Lively's back in, maybe. One source says Taylor and Blake have had some, quote, loose conversations to test the water to get the trust back. Another source claims that Taylor has already officially invited Blake. A third source says Blake already has her dress picked out and is planning to be there, quote, she doesn't want to be seen as not going to the wedding because her image is very important to her. As you know, Blake and Taylor... It seemed like they fell out over her legal battle with Justin Baldoni over the movie It Ends With Us, that Blake was trying to involve her in that and use her friendship to get herself ahead. I don't know exactly what, but I know what everybody knows. I just read the stories. But according to three different sources, who these people are, no one knows. Protect your sources. Blake Lively might... be at Taylor Swift's wedding after all.
Okay.
Somber. They're saying, TMZ says he's in. Somber snags the invite to Taylor's wedding celebration. You know, the fact that she's putting up a stage just makes it so much more interesting and fun. Like, who's going and performing? Who's just performing? Is she performing?
Well, she's
Will
obviously
Travis
gotten...
Travis perform?
She's got... Somber's gotten a boost from her in a few sort of ways, I guess. So I can see him feeling obligated, but I would think a young man getting an invite to any wedding would be like, no thanks.
It's Taylor's wedding.
I know, but no thanks.
That's not true.
You're cray cray.
Because most young men don't want to go to weddings.
Like weddings, so he just assumes that all dudes don't like weddings.
It's not a gender thing. It's a you don't like certain types of fun thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love weddings.
You love weddings?
I love weddings. I'll go to a wedding if it's, I don't even know the people. I like
what do you love about them?
I like the food. I like the dancing. I like having dance-offs with people. it's beautiful.
Have you had one since you got your hips replaced?
I did after
your hips replaced your hips,
yeah,
not your knees.
I did after the first one. I haven't since the second one. I haven't been to a wedding. I haven't been anywhere where anybody wants to dance off. But I will.
Well, I mean, your reputation precedes you.
Yes, absolutely. But they're just beautiful. They're fun. Okay. The food alone.
When you were 20.
Oh, then I went for the bar.
Okay.
Some people do love weddings.
And the girls. There's, you know, usually single ladies there.
Okay.
Yeah, people all the single
let
ladies.
Loose. All the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
I don't have anything else to say. Okay. Somber's going to go to their wedding. Great.
Somber and, let's see, Travis and Taylor's wedding guest list is gaining more power, says Tumza. Somber is supposedly confirmed. I don't know how anything is confirmed. It's all sources familiar with the guest list. Anyone familiar with her guest list is not a source for any of these. It's all speculation.
It looked like Travis just had his bachelor party.
Yeah. He was DJing.
It looked fun. Was he DJing or is he just standing at the DJ booth?
Probably just standing at the DJ booth. But, you know, I don't think of him as being like particularly musical or
no, I don't think so. Yeah. I bet he could freestyle with the boys on the couch, though. I bet he does that.
Oh.
You know? Sit around with some beers, put on a beat.
Is that what people do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I see.
You don't do that? You do that, you just jam. You guys have guitars and stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, I guess. I used to be much better at it. My brain's too slow now. Sources familiar with the guest list say Somber's expected to attend, and this is the Madison Square Garden. Everyone's saying it like that's the thing that's happening. July 3rd, Madison Square Garden. The massive event that TMZ has told you all about, which, by the way, is separate from the actual wedding ceremony, they're saying. Will they, if they have already married at City Hall, will they then still act out the wedding at Madison Square Garden?
I think it's implying there's going to be a more private ceremony, just their families, close friends, and then they're throwing a huge party as the reception.
So this will just be the reception, and here they are, the happy couple. You don't have to sit through the whole wedding.
Right. Instead, you're going to sit through a festival.
Won't people feel robbed of not getting the joys of an entire wedding? Will that be like a...
We weren't at your wedding. We were just at the reception.
Yeah, we got ripped off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you be bummed?
If I was only invited to the reception of Taylor Swift's wedding, no, I'd be happy just happy to be there.
Okay. Seems like it's going to be a pretty good show.
I wouldn't even complain if the food was bad.
What?
Oh, the food's going to be great.
That's part of the reason why you guys go.
I don't really care about the food.
Oh.
What? Wedding food's not always that great.
I absolutely concur.
Well, it comes out by the hundred. Plate of 100.
I definitely, when he was saying he goes for the food, I'm like, that is the last thing on my list on the wedding.
I'm not getting people excited about the food at my wedding.
Are you buffeting it?
Yes. And we have some fun ideas, but I don't think it's going to blow anyone away.
Yeah. It's just food.
Right.
It's sustenance so that you have energy to dance. Carbo load.
You want to be full, but not too full.
Yeah. Nothing too messy. You don't want to get it all over your clothes. Anyway, Somber and Taylor have become pretty close in recent months. They were spotted together after Knicks game in New York. He also performed for Taylor earlier this month at the Songwriter Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's really the entire story. I mean,
do you think if Blake's at the wedding, it actually tells us anything about where they stand?
Yes. If Blake is at the wedding, then that canceled song was about her and Taylor is over it.
Okay.
But Taylor doesn't get over things.
But do you think Taylor was ever actually mad at Blake?
I think that Taylor chose to distance herself.
Agreed.
And probably wasn't. She was miffed. but it wasn't worth losing a friendship over. She just backed off. She was like, I don't want to be involved in this.
Agreed.
I got enough stuff going on. That's what I think.
I think you're right. I think they're still friends and they'll, you know, relationships ebb and flow.
Yeah. They seemed really tight for a long time.
Blake made her the godmother to all three of the kids. That's kind of a little
Jesus
weird, honestly.
I think so too.
Clingy.
Well,
stage five clinga.
She wanted to be Taylor's best friend. Who can blame her? George Lucas is coming out of retirement. Not for Star Wars. It's for Minions. He is voicing a character in the upcoming movie, Minions and Monsters. It's not clear if he'll be a human character, a monster, a minion. The studio behind Despicable Me cast George after he met their CEO and told him what a huge fan he was of the Minions. I don't know what event they were at, but they met up and he was just like, God, I love those Minions. Mm. Just aren't they adorable?
Well, I've
especially
seen
the
all
one-eyed
of it.
Ones.
Yeah, I've seen all of it. I don't know what he loves about it.
So he's voicing something in the upcoming one. And the CEO says George is already talking about a role he wants to do in the next Minions movie. Minions and Monsters is July 1st. It comes out. When is that?
Oh.
Like next week?
That is right
Wednesday
around the corner.
Or
That is next Wednesday. Mm. Not this Wednesday. Next week, Wednesday.
So that's considered the start of the July 4th weekend. Is that correct? Why would they open on a Wednesday? I guess because
weekend. The 3rd is Friday. Mm-hmm. 4th is Saturday. By the way, it says Independence Day celebrated or on the 3rd. So do people have the 3rd off?
A lot of people do have the 3rd off. And we're taking the 4th off. I mean, we're taking the 6th off.
Remember?
Oh, the Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, so that just counts as one less vacation day. It's a holiday. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're burning one less
got
day.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, speaking of the movies, Toy Story, the biggest opening for any of the Toy Story movies. $160 million domestically, $152 million internationally for a worldwide take of about $312 million in one weekend. In fact, I was reading something where they did a preview day, and that also broke all kinds of records. Like, I thought that was like maybe 17 million or something, just like in a one-day preview thing at a limited number of places. So, congratulations, Toy Story. You're amazing.
Do you have a second, or should I do this in my news?
Oh, go ahead. What do you got?
This is from USA. So, I saw Toy Story 5 over the weekend with my kids on Saturday night, and I absolutely loved
Toy Story
it.
5.
Toy Story 5. I loved it. It's up there with the best of them, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And they handled the tech takeover among our children so well. And I could see that being difficult. Like, they really had to navigate that and keep the story also good and all the stuff. They did great with it. So this story is, we rank Pixar's Toy Story movies, and this is how it was ranked by USA Today.
Okay.
At number 6, Lightyear. In everything I saw, Lightyear is last on the Toy Story
It's interesting because that is a Toy Story franchise movie. It's the origin story for Buzz Lightyear. But I was like 6 of them, but you're right. That is in that universe.
And I hate to say it because I do love Pixar and the work they do, but it's true. It's the worst one. It's not even worthy of the Toy Story franchise. It was that bad. The whole, we're going to just, never mind. It doesn't matter. At 6, Lightyear.
I didn't mind it. But it was, I was like, kids are going to watch this?
Yeah, that's what
Quantum
I'm saying.
Quantum physics?
Yeah, this like that's, okay, seems... so we'll try again. Okay, we'll try again. Like,
relativity?
Come on, man. What?
What?
Okay. At number 5 on the rankings from USA Today, Toy Story 4. I agree with this.
That's number 5.
That's number 5.
Yeah. Well, to me, that is number, on the 4 I've seen, that would be
the last,
the worst best of them.
At number 4 is Toy Story 3. That's the one where they get donated to the daycare and have to get themselves out of there. Or try.
So that's dropped down to 4th place on this list of 6.
That is 4th place. Toy Story 5 comes in at number 3.
Oh.
At number 2 is Toy Story 1.
I agree with this list.
The best of the best. And they even say, like Empire Strikes Back, the rare sequel that's better than the original, thanks to the debuting Jesse.
Yep.
Lending a needed girl power spunk to the franchise and on and on. But there it is. Toy Story 2 is the best among them all.
Toy Story 2 is absolutely magical. Mm-hmm. Like, I completely agree with this, with that list.
I agree with the list, too. And when you see Toy Story 5, you will believe it fits right in there at third, too. Because it's that good.
Better than the third and fourth one.
Yep. Mm. It's that good. It's great.
Well, I like to hear that. Did you know that Woody has a last name? Tom Hanks did not know. In fact, most people don't know, but it was tweeted years ago. So, time for a mini game. Is Woody's last name Jenkins, Pride, or Honorman? Woody Jenkins, Woody Pride, or Woody Honorman?
Honorman.
Jenkins.
Honorman.
Jenkins is the correct answer. That is a point for Maddie.
Well, he gets all the points today. I mean, he took our head right off.
Yeah.
There's
actually,
nothing left
I'm
of us.
Give him an extra
point. Give him another point. Give him all the points. Like, what do you?
I'll give him two.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. During a recent interview to promote Toy Story 5, a journalist revealed to, I'm wrong. Nobody got, did anybody say Pride?
No.
His last name's Pride.
Not Jenkins.
No, I made up Jenkins. I don't know why I forgot, because I did this on Friday. That's why.
What?
Yeah. I thought Jenkins was a crazy choice.
Yeah,
Woody's
Honorman
last name
was
Pride.
Like, I would have gone Pride second, because Honorman sounds like
Woody Honorman.
A hero, you know? Like,
Woody
that's
Pride.
What he's supposed to be.
I'm a dum-dum. Which, by the way, is the same last name as Jesse. I didn't realize any of these guys had a last name. So it sounds like they're related, I guess.
Are they made by the same company?
Yeah, they were like a set, right? Weren't they all part of the Woody's Roundup show?
Oh, that's right.
And by the way, there's some love in the new one.
The journalist said, so I guess they're brother and sister. And Tom was like, no, distant cousins at best, please. Which made, I was like, oh, something must be brewing.
No spoilers, please.
He said, how did they find this out? I play the guy. I didn't realize I had a surname. Apparently it's true. People have known it for years. The source was someone at Pixar who tweeted about, hold on, let me find the tweet. Will I ever find the tweet? Here it is. Lee Unkrich. Unkrich? Woody's actual full name is Woody Pride and has been since the earliest days of developing the original Toy Story. There you go.
Appropriate information to learn in June. Because it's Pride Month.
Yeah.
Oh, Woody Pride.
He's an ally.
Very much so. Yep. Mm-hmm. I love the way, I don't want to spoil anything.
What's coming up in the news, Finn? Let's not spoil anything. We don't have to spoil anything.
Oh, man. Every time, there I am, and now I'm caught. Fake cancer cure out there that I'll warn you about and more after these.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Go. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your chance to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden. Make sure you're here.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Mosquitoes can make it difficult to enjoy your yard. ATCO Pest Control helps bring mosquito activity under control. Go to atcopest.com. That's atcopest.com. Mention you heard about ATCO on Sarah and Vinny, And you'll get 10% off mosquito services this month.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
You're right.
They do ruin everything.
It sucks. Mm. Yeah, I mean, the first big day of summer was either yesterday or today, depending on who you ask. But, like, my kids are all, I got another bug bite. I got another one. Yeah, well, it's summer.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yep.
It's on.
It was whatever it was. The longest day of the year was yesterday.
Yeah.
Now it starts getting shorter.
The summer solstice.
Mm.
And so anyway, summer's officially here, everyone. Happy summer.
Thanks.
Morning clouds, also known as June gloom, continues with sun later and a high of 80. Let me do a little bit of a... This is hard because it's I don't want to get all hung up in soccer, but it is the big event in America right now. So the USA team beat Australia.
Oh, that's great.
On Friday, 2-0.
Team USA.
And we're up 2-0. We next play, and after watching some sports, remember where we were looking at Turkey and going, why are they? They're called Turkey-ay.
Oh.
The spelling is very strange. It's not what you've seen on your maps.
Right.
If you've been to Turkey, maybe you understand why they're called Turkey-ay.
Turkey-ay. And that's what they say it when they say they're playing Turkey.
Watching sports, yes, they talked about it being Turkey A versus the USA.
When did they change the spelling on that?
I have no idea.
I hadn't really seen that.
You sure it's just not from a Canadian news source?
No, when we looked
Turkey
up
Turkey A?
No.
Turkey A. Nice. I like it.
Turkey A was the way they were referring to the team when they were talking about USA's next game. And I went, I don't know that, but okay. At least now we know Sarah and I again saw the spelling and went, what in the hell?
When I typed in Turkey, spelled like a turkey.
Yeah.
And then I had to put the country and then it popped it up with this, to me, new spelling.
That's the way they're saying it. Turkey A versus the USA this Thursday, 7 p.m. down in L.A. The cheap seats, $1,318.
Or 18,000 per ticket.
I was going to say it's a lot more than that. That right. That is what they've listed here, but I do not believe it. With a service fee of $15,000.
Right. Oops.
I like this story a little bit because I just went, wait a minute. Who knew the Scots were the ones? So this
like as
story
in the Scottish?
The Scottish, they have a team playing in the World Cup. This story out of Boston, where they're playing. We've never seen anything like it. Boston has had to scramble to get more beer.
No.
As Scottish World Cup tourists have drunk the town dry.
That's funny. Step up, Sam Adams. Come on. Bring in those terrible Christmas brews you do.
Bars across Boston spent the weekend scrambling for backup beer supplies after thousands of Scottish fans descended on the city to watch the Scottish national team beat Haiti 1-0 while getting severely thrashed during and after the long match.
Well,
the Scots...
You know,
go through an Irish town and outdrink them?
I know. Well, the Irish are only drinking the whiskey.
Ah.
I guess.
Man, I had no idea. Anyway, so they are in Boston. And the other story I had was that the Massachusetts governor has legalized haggis in the state as the Scottish fans.
Oh, was it illegal?
It's illegal in the United States.
Oh.
Haggis is illegal. They say here
it's body parts we shouldn't eat.
Well, haggis has been illegal in the United States since the 70s due to federal food regulations relating to the consumption of offal.
It's all the parts they throw away.
Specifically, sheep lung, which constitutes 15% of the traditional haggis recipe. I'm looking at it on what would be a silver platter, and my response is, no thanks. Am I on Survivor and haven't eaten? I'm still a no thanks.
Haggis is I didn't realize that it was that's just a sheep lung, I thought
stuff
haggis was like
stuff.
Menudo, like full, like a soup with gross stuff floating in it. But this is a giant salami sized sausage
filled with other
with all
stuff.
The gross stuff. Oh, well, haggis, yuck.
Yeah, well,
that doesn't look good.
Don't yuck their yum, Sarah, as people like to say. But there it is. They joked that they've legalized haggis and they haven't.
Oh, you know what?
It's just a bit.
It looks like they cooked it in a stomach or something.
That's the lung, I believe.
Oh, it's that's the lung? That
that's the lung is pack the, it into the wrapping lung. Of the filling, which is all other kinds of stuffs.
Yuck. Well.
Anyway, this was one of those bits where the governor is trying to, you know.
Oh, look, they made a haggis quesadilla.
Make the Scottish fans happy while they drink the town dry.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. It's wrapped in a sheep's stomach, which means the lung is just chopped up and it's inside. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We do
this
that
is
with
just getting better all the time.
We do that with pig stomach. All, I mean,
okay,
Maddie. Enough.
Who's this we? Please, the roofing people.
For one
stop
day,
it.
God,
enough
man.
Out of you.
Huge in Woof. Pennsylvania.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're going to. By
good.
The way, a big game.
It's chewy. It's delicious.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Please talk.
The first game today is Argentina versus Austria at 10 a.m. Argentina's a biggie because of what's his bucket.
Is that where Lionel Richie's from?
Yes.
Okay,
Lionel. Mm-hmm. this next one is the one I teased you with because I was caught off guard, as always. Like I don't know what's coming.
Mm.
Every time.
Well,
what is wrong with me?
You're scattered.
Well, I am having fun, and I am fully invested in your stories and usually looking things up along the way, and then you go... And I,
oh. Caught my pants down again. Jesus!
There's a fake cancer cure making the rounds. Why does this bother me? Because anyone ever diagnosed with cancer or a family member that has been diagnosed, their whole first, I imagine there's the denial that is you're joking, right? But when you realize, oh my gosh, my whole life is in the air with a cancer cure, I imagine people are hoping for some kind of cure,
right?
So,
like a miracle cure just in time to save you.
There's a fake cancer cure making the rounds where patients are sealed naked in a plastic bag with only their heads out. And their bodies are gassed with chlorine dioxide, which is industrial bleach.
Oh.
All of this is harmful.
Yeah, this is
so
no good.
Anyone selling this, you suck. And anyone falling for it, I'm so sorry, because I understand you were desperate. And that's really awful. So I'm letting you know, it's a fake cancer cure, not the way...
That is not the way.
You know, that whole like.
Yeah.
Big medicine. They're keeping us sick. No. No, this is not the way. The fake cancer cure where you get in a bag of bleach.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Also, I mean, we've all seen what happens to people who think they're going to take their cure into their own hands.
Well, most famously, that was Steve Jobs, who later said, I should have just
done
what I was told and not tried to go holistic.
I didn't, you know, I just figured I was leading a charmed life. And so, of course, I've got this handled. I can take care of this.
According to a customer satisfaction index, Jersey Mike's is now the highest rated quick service restaurant in America.
Jersey Mike's,
They took out Chick-fil-A by 1 point. Jersey Mike's is the biggie.
Yeah.
Coming in at number
place.
Three is Jimmy John's, which is another sandwich place.
Also good.
And coming in at number four is Panda Express.
Number four is Panda Express.
It is good. Panda Express can be good.
I feel like I probably have had that, but I just don't know where there is one.
Panda Express?
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely
everywhere.
Mall food.
Yeah, yeah. Mall
small food. Chinese food, but there's standalone restaurants everywhere. Two of them on my drive home from here. So I've definitely stopped to get.
There might be one at Northgate.
Chicken and rice or something.
I have one by my house. There. Big servings, too.
Oh,
well. Yeah, I get two meals out of it.
Mm.
So good.
It is good. It's not necessarily the most healthful thing. And that was another thing. I was reading a story about, let me see if I can find it real quick, even though I hadn't planned to do it. It's one of those things where they go, all processed meat is the number one thing that will cause you cancer. Mm. I mean, after smoking and drinking, they say. And so is Jersey Mike's processed meat? It is.
It's all cold cuts.
It's sandwich meat.
Yep.
So that doesn't count as healthy.
No.
Even though you're like, I'll skip the burger and go for the turkey. It's processed meat, so it's...
Right.
Right?
It is processed. And what do they say? It's like nitrites or something. Like hot dogs are full of, you know, all the bad stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how they prevent that. Like, you know how we used to rip Applegates and those were good. And they, you know, it's like a cleaner wiener, they called it.
But that's what I thought. Like, there's also cleaner.
That was it. That was their tagline. Cleaner
meats at, like, say, Whole Foods or where you think, okay, well, this says it doesn't have nitrates.
Right.
Is that okay? I don't actually know. And I can't find my story in the, but they say sausage and.
Yeah, all the stuff I love.
These processed meats are the problem.
Yeah, I would think that haggis would be the worst of all of them. Seems like, you know, if you're putting anything with offal in it.
Well, since I can't swallow any of it, I'm free from any cancer.
Your body forcibly ejects it.
I will starve to death.
Absolutely not.
Right. There's no way I'm getting that down.
But, you know, slab of turkey.
Like I will.
A little salami.
I love Survivor.
Yeah.
When they broke into that food thing, even all the way back, but still to this day, they just did it. What's his name? The guy everyone hates who lost and was a
horse.
He ate something awful.
For someone else.
And that you got to give him that.
I did. I went, okay.
I wouldn't have done that.
That's a team player.
Would you have done that?
I think
that?
Ozzy got fried chicken because he ate the worms.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell those things were.
I would have walked right back to my seat and said, sorry, Helms.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
I can't do that.
I'm not going to be able to do that for you. Nope.
If Jeff will let me have one piece, if Mr. Jeff will let me have one piece of your chicken, then I'll do it. Otherwise, absolutely not.
It is a no, for sure.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, let me get to a couple more of these real quick. The top five burger spots include Burger King, Culver's, Sonic, Wendy's, and Five Guys.
Oh.
Hmm. There's no In-N-Out. All right. Well, they're not all, you know, they're not nationwide. Top five chicken spots, Chick-fil-A, KFC, Raising Cane's, Wingstop, and Popeyes.
Hmm.
The top four pizza spots, these are fast food.
And they're definitely big chains.
Yeah. Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Little Caesars.
Oh.
Everybody.
See them on all the football games, all those names.
I actually had another story about Papa John's, too. They're doing something. Let me see if I can find it in a reasonable amount of time. I cannot.
Okay.
Next story. What's the worst city in the United States? Someone on Reddit wanted to know what the worst city in the USA is.
Oh.
At number one, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati?
Yeah, it's awful.
WKRP.
Oh, it's just terrible.
What's wrong with it?
It's just run down, beat down, and the airport's terrible.
Cincinnati.
And they love Skyline Chili there, which is just disgusting.
Well, people love all kinds of weird foods. People in Scotland love haggis.
What's Skyline Chili?
It's got a little cinnamon in it, and they serve it over spaghetti. It's gross.
Salt Lake City.
Comes in at number two.
Salt Lake City. I thought people loved Salt Lake City.
Barstow, California comes in at number three.
Oh.
Camden, New Jersey.
Oh.
At number five, a friend of mine lives in New Orleans, and she says the best thing about a hurricane is that it floods a few inches and cleans the street up for one day because of all of the party people and their barfing in the streets.
Oh.
Toledo, Ohio.
Boy, Ohio not faring well.
The physical representation of depression.
Oh, Jesus.
Daytona Beach, Los Angeles, Springfield, Illinois, and then someone else said all the Springfields. Just lump them together. Missouri, Massachusetts, and Oregon. In which I lived in Springfield, Oregon. That's where I lived.
And?
I didn't hate it. I liked it there. I had a great experience living in Oregon.
Don't the Simpsons live in Springfield?
They live in Springfield. That's one of the debates. Which one?
Mm. It's the one with the nuclear plant.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, it is a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's all made up. But whatever. Our text number is 800-400-3697. And Maddie's on the show.
Maddie's on the show.
From 650. Good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Maddie, and Bob. Vinny, do you think that the coach of the USA men's soccer team looks like Russell Crowe? And Team USA will be playing at Levi's Stadium on July 1st. Sheila from Daly City.
That is one of the interesting things about the upcoming schedule is that when Team USA plays here, I would imagine those tickets are going to be...
I looked.
Hard to get and a fortune.
The cheapest I saw was $3,000 because I was like, I'd love to go to that.
Aw, treat yourself, Maddie.
Yeah.
Round Maddie? Of sausage.
I got a divorce coming up.
Just give away. You gave up the food delivery for, I don't know, 10 years. And then you can afford it.
If you spend all your money now, she can't take it from you.
That's true. That is a solid point. Sell your car.
I love you guys.
Buy the tickets.
No.
I still don't understand what she hopes to gain in this.
Totally agree.
You had a business go under and lost a lot, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, what is she?
Yeah, she's nuts.
Is she going to garnish your wages?
I don't know. I will say we did have a text exchange where I said, I really want you to reconsider just us getting a mediator. And she said she'd think about it. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'd like to have a phone conversation. Fill out the paperwork online, file it in Nevada.
Yeah, let's just get her done. Oh, yeah, she's, never mind.
What do you mean? Let's hear it.
No, she's got other stuff. Not. She moved into her mother's house, which is in an over 55 community.
Oh, good for her.
They just told her to get out.
She's not old enough.
She's 53. Yeah.
So
they're serious about that stuff.
She owns the house.
It's still in her mom's name, but they're going to switch it over to her name. So I don't know.
Let me just tell you something.
It's just weird.
This is a true story. That sometimes those places that like to say they're this age limit, they do so because they want kids out of it. They don't want kids being there or whatever. Yeah. But in reality, they can't legally do that unless they have the legal right to do that. And often they don't. So they'll just do it and say that. And people go, okay, whatever. The place where I live was owned, the people who owned it previous to me, they were told, you can't have your kid here. And they went, we're suing you because you cannot do that without. And the place went, you can have your kid here.
Mm.
Like they were caught in a lie. They were trying to screen the people that could live there and they got caught and they couldn't.
Well, I wonder if there's some designation for
that's
like
that's exactly right. And you have to be
for an over 55 community.
So she may have a right. She should look into it.
She could probably just ignore them, appeal, delay.
Yep.
It's what, 18 months away?
Yep. She's almost 55.
Not my monkey, not my circus.
Yeah, yep.
I don't need to care about it.
I mean, that is true.
She's trying to take what
she
little
sells
you
that
have
house.
Left.
Maybe, you know.
510.
You might be the one who needs a lawyer.
Yeah. My son-in-law bought a ticket for the July 1 game to see USA play. Needless to say, my daughter is pissed off because that's her birthday. I guess he's not taking her.
Well, people are very precious about their birthdays,
especially kids.
Yeah.
925, Turkey Ye says the Americans. Turkey Ye said the rest of the world.
Turkey Ye.
I hope I'm saying that right.
I swear to you guys, I was watching ESPN, the national, not the local broadcast, like national broadcast with sportscasters who are soccer fans talking about Turkey Ye. If it's wrong, that's where I got it.
I'm
going to go with those guys.
And I've never heard the Torka whatever.
Yeah.
Torka Yagi.
Let's see. Hey, Sarah, 415. There's a Panda Express in Marin City, Sausalito, in the shopping mall where the Target
is.
Yeah, evidently.
It's good. You'd like an orange chicken and some rice? Good.
The orange chicken is definitely not good for
what
you,
do you
but
mean?
So good.
It's not very good.
Oh, the orange chicken?
I think it's good. It's not good for you.
I think, I mean,
there's a
Chinese
Tommy's
food
Rock
restaurant
right down the street. I'll just go there.
Yeah,
I like
that.
It's going to
be better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But if you're in a hurry and, you know,
you're at the mall.
You don't have a lot of money. It's a good place to go.
Is it cheap?
Yeah.
Isn't Chinese food always cheap?
I don't know.
Not always. Yeah. Depends where you go.
Well, fair. Not always. But I thought it was known as a cheaper takeout food.
Well, it is just rice and noodles and then whatever else they've thrown on there.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Harry Styles in New York City, Vincent.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.